had gone bankrupt and...
The what plant?
Syrup. Temple Syrup Company. Went bankrupt. And when went through the course, they sold it at auction, to the highest bidder, and I bought it in. I was just 22 years old.
Gosh.
And I kept it several years, and it was two, what you call big shots here, they're pretty well fixed, lots of property. They wanted me to sell them an interest in it. I told them, I said, no, I don't want to sell it. I didn't owe anything on it, it was all clear, and I had money in the bank. I used to make money when I was young. I've lost my rabbit foot.
I know the feeling.
Finally, I got to get traveling as much in South Texas down there, and I sold an interest in it. The sewer company had $32,000 on deposit in the bank, and I didn't owe a nickel to anybody. And I'd been gone 2 weeks, a little over, and the clerk at the Temple National Bank called me and said, come to the bank, I want to talk to you. I said, all right, I'll be up there in about 30 minutes. I went up to the bank. He says, you sure pulled a bone there. I said, what did I do? He said, when you gave those two partners in with you in the sewer company permission to cash checks. I said, I didn't do that. He said, well, I'll go get the signed paper for it. I said, that ain't my handwriting. Well, I'll declare, that's a forgery. I said, yeah. And I said, the bank's responsible for that. Well, he said, they just thought it was your handwriting.
They could have checked it.
Well, the bank closed up to keep from paying me.
No kidding.
Yeah, what I've been. I lost half of the sewer business and $32,000 in money.
That's bad. That is really terrible. And you were still in your 20s?
Huh?
You were still in your 20s?
Is what?
You were in your 20s?
Yeah.
That's bad. What did you do? Did those old boys leave town then? The guys that did that?
Yeah. I heard this in Chicago and I went up there. And the day I got there, one of them had a heart attack and died.
He heard you were coming.
And the other fellow was... He was standing out the corner of the side. He wasn't on the sidewalk, he was out on the street there looking at some paper. And he looked up and said, well, hello, Joe. I said, I bet you're looking for me. I said, yeah. Well, he said, I'm not going to do like George did. I'm not going to die with a heart attack. But he said,